Mildred Bailey, featuring Paul Barron and his orchestra with Teddy Wilson, Red Norvo, and Specs Powell. And Mildred's guests, Charlie Shavers and Tommy Dorsey.
If you want to get to heaven, I'll tell you how. Start in living the right way now. Keep your hands on the plow. Hold on.
And here's your rocking chair lady, Mildred Bailey.
Hi, everybody. This is Mildred Bailey asking you to come right on in and settle down on that old rocking chair while we bring you another session of music for midnight. I'm leading off right now with that ever-loving tune, It Had to Be You. Sure did. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross, try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. Had to be you. Wonderful you, it had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true. Could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you.
Our first guest is our favorite trumpet man, Charlie Shavers. Charlie, of course, isn't really a guest. He's a permanent member here. But every now and then he feels a solo coming on. So here's Charlie Shavers playing George Gershwin's Summertime. Take it, Charlie.
Thank you.
Karen Ballad Bowl. Our Triple B survey hands out the blue ribbon tonight to a lovely new song that does a turnabout with the seasons like this. Sleigh Ride in July. Solid sextet, the Hot Half Dozen, Teddy Wilson, Charlie Frantic Shaver, Tommy Kay, Al Hall, I hear you, Red Norvo, and Specs Powell. And they're on their way with the Sheik of Araby. Well, take it then! Thank you. Just hasn't been a spot for me to do a spiritual. And if you love those truly wonderful songs the way I do, that's been too long. So right now, here's one of the loveliest of them all, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Baron, tell us that particular happy special you've been stirring up in your band department tonight, dear.
Well, Mildred, last week we presented the work of an unknown composer because we felt that he had some brand new ideas in modern American music. It was Walter Moran's composition, Invitation to a Trance. Seems like a lot of you out there agree with us because the mail's been reading more Moran. So herewith, your obedient servant complies with another Moran original. It's in a somewhat lighter mood and it's titled Enchantment.
Thank you.
These days, the Capitol Theater is practicing for pandemonium. Everybody's quiet. The guy comes out on the stage and plays a little melody. I say little, and the panic is on. Perhaps that's because the little melody is one that goes like this. And the man who plays it, do I have to tell you? It's Tommy Dorsey. People have gotten so used to the wonderful way Tommy plays that old trombone. Oh, sometimes I think they forget just how much style and technique and wonderful tone the boy has got.
Why, Mildred, I didn't know you cared.
Why, Thomas, ever since the days Pop White was started to pay us both regular, how am I doing? I was your best fan.
That goes double, Mildred. Perhaps double. You don't remember that it was I who started your first fan club. I can see the sign now in our clubroom. Boys who would gladly swoon for Bailey if the girls would give us some room to swoon in an athletic club.
I don't get it, but I love that man. You're so sweet and gentle.
You know me, Mildred. Just a little lamb.
Well, how about playing your tram, little lamb? Tell us what you're going to do, man.
Right, Mildred. With the kind assistance of Paul and the boys, here's Smoke It's in Your Eyes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tommy. An old friend of mine, Seeger Ellis, whose band was one of the best in these United States not so very long ago, has written another tune that I think's a natural. Incidentally, Seeger's just out of the Army, and he tells me that when I ask you to keep that V-mail going to your soldier, I'm telling you true. And now, for the first time on the air, here's Seeger's brand new song, Which of the Great 48 You Hail From? Which of the Great 48 do you hail from? Could it be Louisiana? Or maybe you're from Indiana? Which of the Great 48 do you love best? Do you go for Minnesota? Or is it North or South Dakota? If you're from Virginia, New York, or New Jersey, or way out Texas way, from the top of Maine to the Golden Gate, it's heaven in the USA. Which of the Great 48 do you hail from? Makes no difference which one, long as you hail from one of the Great 48. Do you like Mississippi by the river's mouth? Have you seen Alabama in the dear old South? If you think it's lucky to hail from Kentucky, listen to me, you ought to see Tennessee, Colorado, Nevada, and New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, out in Idaho. You'll see lots of scenery if you go for scenery. They say it's best in the states out west. Georgia, it's peaches, so the people say. It's nice in Rhode Island, up New England way. If Vermont can't win you, you like West Virginia. Then down the line is North and South Carolina. Pennsylvania's bound to have an appeal for you. Take a look out in Iowa and Kansas, too. Tell me, did I ask you, have you seen Nebraska, Montana, Utah, or Arkansas? New Hampshire or Maryland's your favorite state, or Missouri's your favorite of the Great 48. Out in Arizona or out in Oklahoma, no matter where you'll find this happiness there. Wisconsin, Michigan have what it takes, like the rest of the states around the Great Five Lakes. Don't you love Ohio and some people I know? Illinois is a state of joy. Choose Massachusetts over Delaware. Others like Florida because it's sunny there. That's the situation throughout our nation. That's cause it's grand in every state in the land. California, Connecticut, or Wyoming. North or south, east or west, wherever you're roaming. It was made to order from border to border. It's paradise, only it's twice as nice. Which of the Great 48 do you hail from? Makes no difference which one, long as you hail from one of the Great 48. Well, that's about the last best on tonight's meeting around that old rocking chair. This is Mildred Bailey saying, if you want to get to heaven, I'll tell you how. Keep your hands on the gospel plow. Keep your hands on the plow. Hold on. Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.